Happy to have you along for the ride today. Andy Bullbarch joined alongside my tag team partner, Matt Douglas. And there's a big event going on at Lorain County Community College tomorrow. It is called Today's Talent, Tomorrow's Technology. The silent Steve Sefcik is here as well, but he's not going to speak, he told us. We've got Terry Burgess Sandu, the Director of Talent and Business Innovation at Lorain County Community College, joining us. Terry, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, thank you for coming in. What can you tell us about this event tomorrow? Sounds like a pretty interesting event and something that's going to really benefit employers, workforce partners, students, and it's going to be an event that really kind of affects all walks of life.
We are so excited to have it, and it's really a celebration. We want to thank employers and really honor our students who have made the first year of really what's been a pilot program to just kind of take the content we have, some of these exciting programs at the college, and deliver them in a slightly different way so that students are introduced at an earlier stage to some of this amazing technology that's coming out in the advanced manufacturing sector. So it will be an open house celebration from 5 to 7 at our Smart Center for Microsystems Commercialization, and we would absolutely love to have members of the community join us who want to just kind of learn more about what's going on there and what that might mean for them or people that they care about.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, but this is going to be something that, again, it's going to benefit the employers, workforce partners, and students. We'll talk individually how that's going to affect all three of those groups. I guess let's begin with the students. How will the students benefit from this open house?
Well, the students, we really want to honor them. We have students who really, and keep in mind, our students are from all walks of life. Mm-hmm. We have folks who are in their second or third career. We have a woman who was a stay-at-home mom for 20 years and wanted to get back into the workforce. Some gentlemen who had been in the military and in the postal service and needed to find a new career, as well as traditional students coming out of high school. This program really gives them the opportunity to be introduced to companies at a much earlier stage and earn money. Nice. So we're all used to getting, you know, thinking about internships. We've built this right into the program. So this, our pilot students, we looked for work-based opportunity from day one. We're shifting that where they'll be able to start working with companies in the summer after their first year. But these students are doing amazing research and really learning a lot and benefiting the companies that they're doing this work with.
At the upcoming open house, what are some of the things that some of the students who are interested might be seeing that might help lead them to picking one course or another?
So this program that we're going to be focused on tomorrow is related to a degree called Microelectronic Mechanical Systems, okay, or MEMS. So very few of us wake up in the morning saying, I really want to go study MEMS,
just
right?
Thinking that, yeah. I was like, boy, I love
MEMS.
What
the heck does that mean? And I work at the college. I'm still trying to figure it out. And I'm learning from my colleague, Johnny Vanderford, who is the amazing instructor and force behind this program. He's just brilliant and energetic, and he will sell anyone on this this field. But microelectronics is just like it sounds. You're welding, you're soldering, but you're doing it at the microelectronic level. So you're kind of looking through a microscope while you're doing it, and you're working in a clean lab. Oh. So you have to be someone who's willing to get gowned up. You got to look like in the movies when you see those folks who are That's right. So you have to wear the wig and but it really is a true clean lab. You're working in these spaces because dust can really impact what you're doing.
Oh, that's fascinating. Mm-hmm. I imagine this is something too that's sort of being turned on to a lot of people with the STEM and everything that comes in. That's obviously takes right into it.
You know, one of the really interesting things we have found, we have a number of artists who have been drawn to this program. So, you know, sometimes your art can feed you and sometimes it can't. Yeah. So we have found people are really attracted to it because it's drawing on that creative side, that ability to be nimble and tactile.
That's cool.
And create something that makes a difference.
Terry Burgess Sandu, Director of Talent and Business Innovation at Lorain County Community College, is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We talked about what the students will get out of this, how they're going to benefit. Now let's talk about the employers and the workforce partners.
Sure.
What will they get out of this?
Well, across the country, really, we are struggling as a nation to fill critical jobs in advanced manufacturing and other technical fields. And part of the challenge is this technology really is changing so fast. So when we think of manufacturing, a lot of times we think of the steel mills or Ford, you know, what we're used to in terms of production manufacturing. These are truly advanced manufacturing facilities. So for the employers, many of us haven't heard the names. We don't know about companies like Synapse Biomedical or Core Technologies or RBB or Nordson March. So these are some of our terrific partners. So it gives them an opportunity to not only introduce their company to these students, but really to help shape the education in a very dynamic way. They are constantly engaged with Johnny, the instructor, as well as the students are bringing information back to the college. So it's in real time they're helping to influence and make sure that we're teaching students what they need for their future workforce.
It seems like this is almost sort of the new frontier of the old-fashioned trade job, but the new add to it.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it's interesting, too, because it's just another chapter about how Lorain County Community College is continuing to get out there and really give all the students that attend that real-world workforce environment. I mean, you get this great experience, too. And I know there was something that Lorain County Community College tweeted out earlier today talking about how technology students are really thriving in these real-world projects. And this is really a direct result.
It is. And we're seeing, you know, that the impact of that, we're drawing investments from not only here in our community, but nationally. We were very proud to have won an investment from an entity called NextFlex, not Netflix, NextFlex. they are headquartered in San Jose, California, so right in Silicon Valley. And they are one of a number of institutes for manufacturing innovation that our country has invested in, largely funded by Department of Defense, Department of Energy. NextFlex is focused on this really interesting field called flexible electronics. So that's where they're embedding sensors in things like bandages or clothing. Has real importance to how we treat, for biomedical purposes, for the Defense Department. They're using biometrics to make sure that our soldiers are safe or being treated well. So they actually made an investment in this Train Ohio program, which is that collaboration between employers and the college. And so we have one of our visitors tomorrow night will be Brent Parmeter, who's the workforce lead for NextFlex. And he'll be talking about why an entity based in San Jose, California, is making an investment here at Lorain County Community College.
When you guys started this program, is that sort of how it got started? I mean, was the workforce out there saying, hey, we need this, and you guys sort of stepped up to the plate?
Yeah, we really were inspired by some models coming that we've seen around the country. So in Kentucky, auto companies had organized together to do this kind of earn and learn model. Here in Ohio, we have Honda that has done something similar in Central Ohio. And really, it was people like Brent and looking at the fact that we had the facility, our Smart Center for Microsystems Commercialization, and this innovative program. But how do you get students interested? How do you connect those dots? And he, you know, basically we were challenge to say, well, why don't you guys try and do it here? And so we did.
That's cool.
And because we have such great industry partners who said, yeah, we'll dive in with you, we were able to get it up and running in less than a year. We've got 1 year pilot under our belt, and we really want to get more of our local residents to know about it and come take advantage of it.
Terry, I think that's interesting, and I'm sure from your perspective, it's got to be very rewarding to kind of see that whole process come together, because boy, it's different now than it was, say, 15 years ago. You know, when I was in college, you were going there for the experience. You were going there to learn. But at the end of the day, I mean, you were putting the time and the energy and the money into going to college because you figured at the end of it, you were going to get enough experience and enough knowledge to come out of it with a job. Now it's a little bit different. Now I think when kids go into this, they're thinking, okay, when I go to college, if I go to college, I want to come out knowing I'm going to be employed. And but this really kind of speaks volumes about what's going on over there, because, you know, when you go into a, like you said earlier, you've got students of all different walks of life. You've got some who have been through the workforce before. They're going back in to learn something entirely new. But here you have employers coming in and seeing how this has developed and thinking, okay, this is a great place for us to go to hire not just kids, but hiring students at Lorain County Community College that are very familiar with their product.
That's exactly right. You know, two of our driving goals were, one, to help keep student debt low. We know that's a big issue. So one of the ways is make sure, again, you get students introduced to those employers as early on as possible where they can bring value to that employer, but also be earning money to help pay for their degree, frankly. And second is technology is changing very rapidly. It is very difficult to keep up with it, and it's exciting. But, you know, the other thing is we do have to constantly innovate in how we deliver the content we have. We can have the perfect degree, and next week the technology may change what we have to teach. So we have to stay as innovative as all these companies that are driving this new technology.
Well, Terry, one last time, if you can throw those details out there for the event for tomorrow, and if there's any information online, where can folks listening right now go online to check this information out?
Well, we encourage you, if you are interested in the event, it is at our Smart Center for Microsystems Commercialization from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow. That is at 151 Innovation Drive. If you would like additional information about the event, you can certainly call 440-366-4300. And you can always visit our website, lorainecc.edu, and go to our events page.
Awesome. Good stuff. Well, Terry, we appreciate the time. Thank you very much for stopping in, and best of luck with the event tomorrow.
Thanks for having me on.